Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you for joining us as we defend Western civilization, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights against the international crime syndicate known as the New World Order. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours on this Thursday, the 14th day of January, 2010 edition. Judge Andrew Napolitano is coming up later in the first hour to talk about Bankstergate and little Timmy Geithner. Will he be indicted? Could this be the end of the private Federal Reserve banking cartel? It will be the end of it if we make it the top story. Look, it's a tragedy. At least 100,000 or more dead in Haiti. We suggest people give to smaller aid groups that were already in the country, not the big monster aid groups who are always caught stealing the majority of the money. We'll be covering day two of the aftermath of the earthquake in Haiti today coming up. Before we do that, we're going to talk to Judge Andrew Napolitano. And then in the next hour, we're going to talk to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts about the latest information with Bankergate. And then I'm going to spend much of the second hour, all the third and the fourth hour, going over giant stacks of unbelievably vitally important news. Now, I've thought about it long and hard, and I don't know what part of the show tends to be the most informative, the most power-packed. It varies every day. I tend to go on a long monologue, cover a lot of news, and rant in the first hour, then have guests and calls in the rest of the show mixing a lot of important news in. But today, you definitely don't want to miss the third and fourth hour, because the magnitude of the multifaceted news that I have, all of it is just so incredibly important, and I want to try to save my energy, my intellectual repertoire for the third and fourth hour, because I need to really focus on this. I tend to get target fatigue. Now, there's so many huge stories, so many incredible things going on, so much fully exposing and debunking this criminal government that I tend to just descend into just only covering the surface of a lot of this instead of really fleshing it out. What am I talking about? Well, naked body scanners are going in at courthouses all over the country. I wasn't even aware of this. It's been happening for a year and a half. That's one small area. Police all over the country are arresting people on the street that videotaped them even from 50 to 100 yards away when they're beating people or abusing people. And the media is saying this is good. Big Brother is going to videotape you everywhere and body scan you, but you're not going to videotape cops from your car if you see them beating somebody on the side of the road. They're going to come arrest you for wiretapping when clearly they don't have any reasonable expectation of privacy. That's their excuse to always videotape us. And the fact is they know it's criminal. They know it's unconstitutional. They know it's a violation of your First Amendment, of your rights. And it's just outrageous. But that is microscopic compared to the top news story today. And I'm not going to really cover this in the first and second hour. I'm going to spend at least 30 minutes on what COINTELPRO is, because this is one of the subjects that I mention and I talk about a bit, but I never detail properly, and we have so much evidence of it openly being admitted by the Pentagon, the FBI, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, private corporations, and we have the White House, we have the individual lined up to be the new czar of communications and information and regulatory affairs over the media, the internet, you name it, calling for crimes. And I can't, he published this. He isn't even ashamed of it. And we already know they're doing this to InfoWars, namely. We're the number one target. But this guy's got to get in trouble for this. Look, it's coming up. It's a big story up on PrisonPlanet.com. It just blows my mind.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Out of the gates, ladies and gentlemen, Judge Napolitano is our guest, Andrew Napolitano, who really doesn't need any introduction here, but I'll go ahead and give it. He's the Honorable Andrew P. Napolitano, of course, Fox News contributor, Fox News host, and I believe the best person on that popular channel. I believe he's the only real bona fide libertarian constitutionalist conservative. Because I've never seen him engage in bait and switches or betrayals of Ron Paul or anybody else. I would love to get behind some of the other guys. I'm not going to attack them. I just want them to try to be more like Judge Napolitano.
And that's why working on it, Alex.
And, I mean, people know your bio, so I won't get into it. Freedom Watch on Fox as well. So much is going on. I want to move quick here with you today. Last week, you openly said that he could be indicted for this. It surprised me even some of the MSNBC hosts, like Mr. Schultz, said that the White House is in deep trouble. Congress is subpoenaing AIG. Now we learn that they tucked into a bill, as you know, that much of this is secret till 2018, which, again, shows evidence of the attempted cover-up. You have Geithner and others trying to cover up the fact that they transferred money to themselves and, of course, to former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. This is huge.
You know, we don't exactly know what Geithner himself personally knew, but there's a couple of things that we do know, and I have read the emails that were released by Congressman Daryl Issa, who obtained them in his capacity as an American under the Freedom of Information Act. He didn't use any particular government authority to get them. And the emails are between and among lawyers for the New York Fed, lawyers for the Treasury Department, lawyers for AIG, and lawyers for J.P. Morgan Chase, which was the intermediary bank that the Fed was using through which to funnel its money. And basically, it is an instruction from the government to AIG, which was about to receive $185 billion, some from the government and some from the Federal Reserve, the largest single bailout in the history of by a government in the history of the world. And it was an instruction to AIG that in its applications for this money, it not list truthfully the identity of all of its creditors, and it especially not list its intention to pay some of those creditors 100 cents on the dollar. We now know that the principal creditor that the Fed lawyers wanted to keep from public awareness was Goldman Sachs. And, of course, at the time, the Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, was the recently retired chair of Goldman Sachs. We know now that AIG owed Goldman Sachs $13 billion, that it planned to pay 100 cents on the dollar, and that, in fact, it did. So, question. What did Tim Geithner know, and when did he know it? Well, he was the president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York at the time his in-house lawyers were telling AIG to hide from the SEC the existence of the debt to Goldman Sachs. Now, a little bit of basic law. You go to buy a $100 savings bond, and you give the wrong zip code, no problem. But if you intentionally give the wrong address, you falsified a federal document and you can be prosecuted. Can you imagine what the law would say about falsifying a document, not for a $100 savings bond, but for a $185 billion bailout of taxpayer dollars? That is what is confronting Tim Geithner.
Now, clearly, he's the head of the New York Fed at the time, working with his former boss, the former head of Goldman Sachs, who was the Treasury Secretary in the fall of and winter of 2008, Henry Paulson. And we have Paulson, we have Geithner, we have Bernanke, all in countless House and Senate Banking Committee meetings, repeating what's in the emails, saying we won't tell you who got the money, we won't tell you, telling Congress, who under the Constitution, as you know, but for some of the audience, has full control over the issuance of currency and credit and the banks. And so for him to now say, oh, as the head of the Fed, I had no idea what was going on with a $185 billion payout to my own former company and to the current Treasury Secretary of 2008. I mean, this is asinine. Clearly, their policy is to keep this secret. And so if we get subpoenas or get those documents, we have the SEC issuing its own ruling, as you know, saying it's secret until 2018. Under the bailout provision, they supposedly have this unconstitutional power. So we have this giant fraud and criminality going on in plain view, but it's kind of like saying, can Napoleon, can Hitler, can King George III do wrong, or is this the divine right of kings, the new kings, the private bankers?
Well, we have almost created a princedom in the White House, obviously not starting with Barack Obama, starting with Abraham Lincoln, in which presidents just took on the law themselves and enacted taxes and imposed burdens and made decisions and slaughtered innocents to their own liking, and it's gotten worse and worse since then, usually during time of war. But
and now they just openly steal trillions in front of everyone. I mean, what's next, barbecuing children on the White House lawn?
Well, I don't know what will be next, but this particular president, much like his immediate predecessor, seems to recognize no natural law, American value, or constitutional restraint on anything he wants to do. Now, the time period that we are discussing, in which Geithner's lawyers at the Fed told the lawyers for the, or at the New York Fed, told the lawyers for AIG, don't tell anybody you're going to pay $13 billion to Goldman Sachs, the president was George W. Bush. I can't imagine, with his lack of intellectual curiosity, that he personally knew about this, but this happened in his administration. So Hank Paulson is someone that the government can also look at. But you put your finger on a very interesting point. When the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, Alex, says that this is secret until 2016, guess whose regulations were violated by the knowing and intentional decision not to list AIG as, not to list Goldman Sachs as a creditor of AIG.
SEC.
Exactly. Now, when you break the law, telling a judge or jury the government told me to do it is not a defense. In fact, most judges wouldn't even let you articulate that in the courtroom. But that is literally what happened here. We have the apparent makings of a grand conspiracy in which government officials counseled the recipients of government largesse to lie about the nature and extent of the largesse and what was going to be done with it.
Now, Judge, isn't it an oxymoron to have Geithner and the rest of the crew who are in this revolving door sharing powers with each other in the private corporate banks and then in government clearly stating our official policy is who gets these trillions of dollars that have been served out, 180 plus billion to themselves? Their official policy before Congress in the last 2 years is that it's all secret, and then now they say, oh my goodness, this is terrible, we don't know who did this, we're not involved in these emails making it secret. I mean, that right there, when they have articulated that their policy is to make it secret, and then to now say that it just insults rational thought. Clearly, they're engaged in a cover-up, and the SEC is clearly involved. I mean, here's Kurt Nemo's Infowars.com headline from yesterday. SEC engages in conspiracy with AIG to hide bailout evidence. We've got a top judge here saying that that's exactly what he thinks is going on. Where do we go from here where they're just, I mean, the emperor has no clothes. This is a joke.
Well, we go to places like your show because of your zeal and your courage and your fearlessness in exposing this, much as you exercise the same zeal and courage and fearlessness in the previous administration. And we have to educate people. But, Alex, I feel it resonating now. And when Bush was doing these things, I frequently felt that my words and sometimes yours were falling on deaf ears, other than those who, before all this happened, had an appreciation for human liberty and limited government and the primacy of the individual. But I see that as a prairie fire spreading around the country now. I mean, just think of it. The Democrats in Massachusetts are within a weekend of losing a seat that they claimed was the personal property of the Kennedy family to a Republican. He's not your kind of Republican or my kind of Republican.
But there's a mass exodus. The Democratic Party is imploding because Bush, we thought Bush was bad because he tripled government. Obama, as you know, officially spent more money than all presidents before him combined back to George Washington.
And he hasn't even been in a year in office a year. You're right. You're right. And I think that the Democrats know that they will soon lose their filibuster-proof Senate, and they may actually lose the House altogether in November. So they know that if they want to do what FDR did to us in 12 years, they only have 10 months left in which to do it. And the next 10 months will be a mad dash to see how much unconstitutional legislation that regulates private human behavior they can weave into federal law. But they are beginning to feel the blowback already. Prediction. If this young man, moderate Republican that he is, wins and gets Ted Kennedy's seat, you will begin to see moderate Democrats, the so-called blue dog Democrats, even a couple of them in the Senate that voted for the monstrous health care bill, begin to defect because they will fear for their own jobs. And
well, they're already starting to jump ship.
Well, I don't know who has jumped ship yet from the Democrats. I'd love to hear it.
Well, at the state level, we're seeing all sorts of state senators and legislative people. We've seen what in the House? One Democrat say they're shifting
right,
over to...
Right. By the way, I learned this morning that the most liberal member of the House of Representatives, Bob Wexler from Florida, resigned. And there's no mechanism to replace him in time for the vote on the health care. Now, health care in the House passed by 3 votes. So Mrs. Pelosi now has 2 votes. With which to play. That's the extent of her cushion.
Wow, that is huge news. And so to be clear, when Senator Dodd says that it's hanging by a thread in conference committee, the government grab of health care, it really is hanging by a thread.
Oh, it absolutely is. There's a congressman whose name is escaping me, a member of the African-American leadership in the House, a Democrat from Missouri, he was once the mayor of Kansas City, who said this morning that it truly is in danger. He predicts eventually something will pass, but he doesn't think it'll be either the House version or the Senate version. Here's a member of the Democratic leadership who predicted they'd go back to square one. Why? Because they did it behind the scenes, because they didn't care about natural rights, they didn't care about the free market, they didn't care about American values, they didn't care about the Constitution, and they're trying to shove it down our throats.
And I think the biggest issue here is liberals finally read the bill and found out, wait, we're not getting a free lunch. They raise our taxes and cut our goodies. This is a big bailout to insurance companies.
Oh, absolutely. And I am delighted to hear the liberals scream that they and their states will be paying more money because Nebraska doesn't have to pay for Medicaid and Medicare. The liberals, and some conservatives have done this too, have been bribing their own members of Congress for generations in order to secure their votes. But when they are not the recipient of the bribe, but the payer of it, oh, how you can hear them squeal.
Judge, I want to get you up for a full hour in the near future to talk about your latest book, all the work you're doing, because you really are trailblazing at Fox News, and I see them more and more aligning themselves with you and your constitutionalist view. But in these 6-7 minutes we've got left, moving quickly, specifically with your constitutional law background, a constitutional law lawyer and judge, specifically, if you could call the shots right now, how do we force Bankstergate out into the open? I mean, it's already blowing up in their face. How do we ensure that we mortally wound the private Federal Reserve banking cartel and reveal to the world that this is a unconstitutional, larcenous enterprise? Because this patina, this cloak of invincibility has now fallen away from them. Your take on that?
Well, there's a couple of things going on, and they're both positive in our direction. There is litigation making its way through the courts, which in my view will grant to Bloomberg News and to Fox News, under the Freedom of Information Act, documents that the Federal Reserve has been fighting aggressively to keep secret with respect to TARP. Now, we may not get these documents until after the election of 2010, but once we do get them, it'll be a treasure trove. There is also legislation making its way through Congress, which is Congressman Ron Paul's legislation to audit the Fed. Now, unfortunately, it has been attached to other legislation, which is utterly hateful to those of us who believe in the free market and limited government. But by attaching it to that legislation, the president cannot veto it because he desperately wants the other legislation with it. It's a sleeper. If it becomes law and if there is a true audit of the Fed, as it does call for, it will expose this monster from Jekyll Island for all of the horrific things it's done. The secret foreign policy that it runs, the monsters that it's been bailing out, the people that have been making money, the inflation, the secret tax that it's imposed on all of us. We will finally have in front of the American people in black and white the who, what, when, where, and how that they did this to us.
So the momentum is shifting in the direction of liberty. Everybody can feel it. You are seeing it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but you know, it's an odd momentum. I'll give you an example. The chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, the bombastic and colorful Barney Frank, a quintessential liberal Democrat who believes in Soviet-style central planning, is now a co-sponsor of Ron Paul's audit the Fed. So at the same time he will help that part of the bill to pass, the audit the Fed, he will also usher through more power to the Fed to regulate the economy. So in some narrow ways, I see blossoms of liberty in the land, but in other ways, I see the most heavy-handed government we have ever known, and it's almost a question of holding our breath until the Democrats lose the filibuster-proof majority in the Senate and perhaps the majority in the House just 10 months from now.
And the bigger question is, will we see a repeat of Gingrich, the establishment globalist, coming in, taking control of the new Republicans, and making sure they don't deliver to the people. Because if Republicans actually delivered liberty and freedom, they would be in power for 50 years. We'd save the country. But no, they're going to want to launch more wars. They're going to want to make money off the naked body scanners like Chertoff. They're going to want to, and if Republicans, as they get into power in the next 3 years, in the next two elections, if they don't deliver on liberty, what comes next?
Well, I don't know what will come next. But when in the 6 years that the Republicans controlled the White House and the Congress, which would be Bush's first, George W. Bush's first term and the first 2 years of his second term, I think there was less fidelity to the Constitution than at any time in our history since the presidency of Abraham Lincoln. The Republicans have no monopoly whatsoever on fidelity to natural law, free market, and the Constitution.
So we've got to hold their feet to the fire.
Big government versus the Democrat version of big government.
So we've got to hold their feet to the fire and really vet these Republicans.
Absolutely, we do. And I see this third-party movement coming, whether you call it Tea Parties or whatever you want to call it. I see independents, Republicans, and Democrats coming together in droves to kick out the incumbents, no matter which party they're in.
Exactly. This is a real revolution, a restoration of the Constitution. The people are rediscovering liberty, and the system is not going to be able to scam the people much longer. In closing, Judge, I brought this up to you when you first got on during the break. SEC, of course, the whole conspiracy there, we've covered that. But Obama Information Czar outlined plan for the government to infiltrate and provocateur conspiracy groups. And we also have Obama's TSA nominee says they want, in a video, they want to target anti-government Christians as the main threat. This repeats what we saw in the MIAC and Homeland Security report, saying returning vets, gun owners are what the Homeland Security has really been set up for. Judge, we now have the individual that this Harvard professor, Cass Sunstein, that they're trying to put in over this, wrote a public Harvard paper a year and a half ago calling for provocateuring violence in conservative groups so the government can shut us down. This is illegal.
Well, of course it's illegal. Let me get this straight. The government, which has taken oath to uphold the law, is going to try and provoke people to break the law, people that it disagrees with politically, so that it can destroy their organizations and lock up their leaders. Does this sound like Europe in 1939? All over again.
By the way, he says that. He says word for word so we can destroy their organizations. He actually says that.
Well, I didn't even know he said that. I was going by the summary that you gave me. I think that this needs, and it's a job you're doing, and I will do, needs to be proclaimed from the rooftops. People need to know what's coming. They also need to remember that the tools that the government has to visit this harm upon us came about in the Bush administration. The Patriot Act and other companion legislation, which went through Congress with next to no debate and with very few members of Congress reading it, gave the Obama administration the tools to invade our privacy and wreck our Constitution.
Judge, what's scary to me is that he would write a 30-page white paper published by Harvard. He's not even hiding this.
It does. It shows you their chutzpah. And it shows you the self-confidence with which they operate. And it shows you the I'll use your phrase, info wars that we're going to be battling in the next 10 months. Now, we may be battling them longer. I think that the Republicans will gain enough strength to stifle the Democrats after November. I think the real battle will be in the next 10 months. If I'm wrong, the real battle will be for the next 3 years. Until.
So it's like the Alamo. We've got to hold them here while reinforcements get there.
There you go.
Judge, I really want to thank you for spending time with us. Fire out websites, your new book, any other info for the listeners.
My next book is called Lies the Government Told You, Myth, Power, and Deception in American History. It comes out the first week in March. JudgeKnapp.com or Freedom Watch at FoxNews.com for all my video on demand. Ron Prohl is on with us once or twice a week. My pleasure, Alex.
Judge, again, I want to commend you for all the work you're doing, and I appreciate you always telling the truth, always being a pure constitutionalist, and we're really blessed to have you. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks, Alex. Always a pleasure.
All right, there goes Judge Andrew Napolitano. And again, he knew about the TSA nominee head saying go after Christians and gun owners. He didn't know about this new guy, but this is actually the liberals are attacking Obama for this COINTELPRO operative. I found out about this from liberals.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
We've got to hold them here for 10 months.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Their government takeover of health care is on the verge of imploding.
Young maid lost her bubbles.
Copenhagen went down in flames.
Many a soldier.
Their plan for blanket amnesty shot down. Multiple congressmen every day are coming out against the naked body scanners. Mass protests are erupting in the United States and Europe against the systems. The people are awakening. Every mainstream news article I see that has comments, liberal sites, conservative sites, mainstream news sites, the majority of the comments are, we want to defeat the New World Order. We know this is a government scam. We know both parties are controlled. Arrest the bankers. We have done our work well. But we are fighting trillions of dollars in institutional power. But it's no longer uphill. We are now on top of the mountain, struggling with the Leviathan. Our hands gripped in the enemy's hands, wrestling for the spirit of humanity. We need your full exertion now, ladies and gentlemen, in the fight against big government. It is through big government that all of this tyranny is visited upon us. Big government is the mechanism through which global offshore corporations carry out their criminal operations. They're looting, they're robbing, they're dumbing down, they're dehumanization. They're turning populations against each other. Coming up in the third hour, I am going to detail Harvard University Law School Public Law Legal Theory Research Paper Series and University of Chicago Law School Law and Economics Research Paper Series called Conspiracy Theories by Cass R. Sunstein. This is unbelievable. Now, as I read this last night and this morning, the 30 pages of it, it was everything I had said word for word on this radio show. Because I have experienced it. I have gone through it. They say nothing teaches like experience. And being attacked by this for 14 years at point blank range, believe me, I learned how they operate. I didn't need to read their white papers. Now, in 1971, thousands of pages and several FBI manuals that they gave to state police around the country and also trained them to carry out. One of the worst states was Texas. It was outlawed in the late 1970s here. Secret groups of informants, provocateur groups, they go into liberal, they go into conservative, they go into mainline churches, mainline rotary clubs. They try to infiltrate the Masons, everything. Mainline pro-war, pro-government churches have agents of the government sitting in them. Mainline churches that really start real soup kitchens and actually start helping the community, they shut them down or create a scandal. Because they want society to collapse. And you read this, it's all about how to get us to fight with each other so the people never come together. Why do you think Hal Turner, FBI agent now confirmed in federal court, Hal Turner, FBI agent, one of the top Nazis in the United States for 20 years. I told you a decade ago that guy was working for the government. I mean, it sticks out like a sore thumb. I mean, it stands out like a black spot on the side of a white barn. I mean, you can't miss it. Like a bullseye. Like a matador's red cape. And who did he attack every day? Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. Alex Jones isn't for violence. Alex Jones works for the Jews. Alex Jones is bad. Alex Jones did this. Alex Jones did that. And what do all the other big white supremacist websites do? They try to radicalize the debate. They try to attach stuff that is very unpopular with the average American so that Chris Matthews and the rest of the gang can paint Ron Paul and myself and anybody else that has grassroots appeal with a constitutional message so they can demonize us. And what is Homeland Security set up for the American people? What do they admit in their own documents it's set up for? The American people, gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, people that want to audit the Fed. It's been declassified in mainstream news that the army watches me. That is an army engaged in treason. They hate my guts because I have survived more than 20 attempts to be set up. And he talks about in the paper, it doesn't matter if you survive the attempts to be set up. Then it forces you to isolate, to not expand the size of your organization, to not hire more people. They talk about that. And you know what? They've been successful in that. I have dealt with infiltration, ladies and gentlemen. I have experienced it. I literally live in a spy movie every single day. I know how real the New World Order is. And this is going on in the Obama administration. It went on under Bush. It went on under Clinton. It's been going on for over 100 years in this nation. In the 1920s, Wall Street was in trouble. The people knew they were engaged in fraud and speculation that would destroy the economy with the upcoming depression. So Wall Street bombed itself in that famous bombing that killed masses of people. In fact, I forget the actual number. Will you guys search from an encyclopedia, the Wall Street bombing? That's what it's known as. A whole trailer full of explosives. Came out. They did that. Wall Street bombed itself. To be the victim. To play the victim. And I've learned COINTELPRO's tricks. 38 killed, 400 injured. And was that in 1921? Going from memory here. December 16th, 1920? September. Okay. Yeah, I can barely hear you on that mic. September 16th, 1920. Okay. In fact, print that off for me then since I mentioned it. Thank you. Now, how do you even cover something like this? You know, I have a limited staff of people I can trust, a limited group of writers who I quietly watch for years and years doing their own work, and I could analyze and tell that they weren't infiltrators. And they can't write everything. They don't have time to do everything. But I've told Paul Watson, Steve Watson, Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes, I'm tied down to in radio, making films, managing things here at the office. I've told them we need to track these people because they're so bold when they comment on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, on YouTube, that a lot of times they'll even have their handle going back to their own page, or you can search their handle, and you will see them in military garb bragging how they're psyops operators attacking the American people. Or you'll find out they're with big government-funded tax-free foundations openly bragging. And on Wikipedia, they have a group of editors who are allowed to do whatever they want, who even give each other awards and medals, online medals. And they have their own separate message boards bragging about all they do for the government. They don't even care. They're out in the open. And they know that even the fact that they get exposed is a victory because then that makes everyone not trust everybody else. But let me tell you how you tell these people. Generally, the slicker operators will surface for a year, do legitimate news work, and then suddenly after a year of building street cred will start attacking everyone around them. That's a big way to do it, to be able to identify them. And they will constantly call into question any leaders who are real, Ron Paul, myself, and many others. What's Ron Paul do? He covers issues. He covers facts. He brings the people together. He exposes collectivism. He exposes big government. What do? The same thing. I teach you, you have power. I teach you that you're good. You know you're a real person, a good person. Then you need to be a leader. I teach you that we are the majority, but we haven't learned that yet because of the propaganda program. They make us feel like we're isolated and all by ourselves. I show you that we can have victories. I shatter the left-right paradigm. I don't try to make the debate about one group. In confirmed government operations, what does the government try to do? They try to factionalize, divide and conquer. All government COINTEL programs try to either divide you on left or right, black or white, or they try to divide you along cults, the Jew-hating cult, the Catholic-hating cult. Obviously the Catholic Church, obviously Israel, obviously every other major institution is New World Order now. That's a foregone conclusion. But they want to make it only about it being one group. That way, it isolates debate to only one group when this corruption is a system and is pandemic and systemic throughout the entire operation. Because when you finally shatter that, you can't play the left off against the right. You can't scare yuppies away from getting politically involved because they'll put the Jew-hater label on you. and then you beat the New World Order. And we know they have caught, and it has come out over and over and over again, that white supremacist leaders, hundreds of examples in Europe, in England, in the U.S., in Canada, the people leading the groups in Canada particularly and getting people to do illegal things, always end up working for the police. They don't go out and infiltrate groups. They go out and create them. But here's the good news I want to telegraph to everybody. Here's the good news. It's over. They're done. It's going to be a horribly painful, drawn-out, bloodletting process of capital and of treasure and of physical blood and of pain. But no pain, no gain. What do they say? Pain is weakness leaving the body. And it is going to be painful and a long road, but the momentum has fundamentally shifted. The globalists could stage nuke attacks. They could release bioweapons. They could do almost anything. They could start new wars. Nothing is going to reverse their implosion. And it may take a decade. It may even be sooner. You see, they're experts at creating the narrative, the storyline. And then everybody just kind of buys into whatever the official storyline is, and then you're always debating, well, is this storyline accurate? They love to define things, put things within a rigid grid, parameters. All we're saying is, think for yourself, get outside the box. Big government delivers anguish and tyranny and collapsed societies. We know this big government is run by a bunch of eugenicist control freaks. Let me tell you, you go to the Catholic Church, you go to the Zionist organizations, you go to the big Protestant leadership groups, you go to any African leadership, all of them are part of this group. They are all occultist, eugenicist, world population reduction people. It doesn't matter who they are. The Saudi Arabian leadership, the Japanese leadership, I have identified what they really think, what they really believe, who they really are. And what they are is a guild of psychopaths. Did the Catholic Church, did the Protestants, did the Jews, did they make the Aztecs sacrifice more than 10,000 people a year? No. That was evil psychopathic guilds that got control of a society. But see, if the establishment can make the debate by people that are angry and awake, to only be about one group or another group and then have everybody fight with each other over what group really runs everything, and then the whole debate becomes about that instead of going out and educating and waking new people up to, hey, we're in trouble. Hey, cut off the blood supply to government. No matter who's really running it, all of us are in trouble. And see, when they persecute one group, they then get the people that are in that group to then serve the system believing they're being attacked by the general population, by the populist movement. How do you stop a true populist constitutional movement? You go in and you divide and conquer. It's so elementary. And you read this 30-page, 29-page to be precise, you read this 29-page Harvard University Law School, University of Chicago Law School paper by Cass R. Sunstein, and it is just off the charts incredible because it's all admitted here. And they just publish it right out in the open. They think so little of you. They think you're so busy infighting with each other that they can just come right out in the open. And this is the man who has been tapped to be the czar of the Information and Regulatory Affairs Office. Obama Information Czar outlined plan for government to infiltrate conspiracy groups. And that's a Paul Watson article, and he does call the paper conspiracy theories, but that's just a way of labeling. If you don't think the moon's made of cheese, he calls you a conspiracy theorist. But it's conservatives, it's libertarians, it's people that think the government killed JFK, 90% of Americans. It's people that don't believe global warming is man-made. It's basically everybody, conservatives, you name it. And he says, we go in, and we try to get them to engage in violence. That will run off most of the pacifist people, the most threatening to us, and that will allow us to go in with the government and break up and arrest the rest of them. He says, the government is so discredited that if the government attacks these groups, they only gain credibility. We have to pose as other alternative media people and go after the real leadership groups that are threatening us. And you know who that is. You're listening to him right now. And he describes everything I've talked about. Because I've been on the receiving end of this. I've been attacked by this. I've learned how it works. And I've read the Army manuals on COINTELPRO, how they break up countries and offshore operations. I've read much of the thousands of pages on FBI COINTELPRO declassified in the 70s. But this is a modern view on what they're currently doing, and it's illegal. But he doesn't care. He just openly says he's doing it.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
I hurt myself today.
Every single big establishment liberal website that I look at is calling Obama George W. Obama. That's the Village Voice headline. In the last 3 months, and I talked to a lot of these people, and I see them also citing the Obama deception and fall of the Republic. It was a devastating blow to them. And I will commend the left, even though I disagree with their collectivist views, on being quicker to stand up against Obama and to admit that they've been lied to and defrauded than Republicans did. It took Republicans 7 years to wake up to the fact that George W. Bush was a fraud and a liar. It's now come out that he knew Saddam didn't have WMDs, wanted the stage shoot down of our own aircraft to blame it on him. It's come out the White House was issuing fake terror alerts for political control and to give their buddies multi-billion-dollar security contracts. The same stuff's going on with Obama, and it's expanding. The people are waking up to the real government, the shadow national security continuity of government system. And that's my message to all the COINTELPRO people. You have failed miserably. Sure, you can focus on InfoWars.com and in the comment sections and try to distract and divert people. But the fight's going on every message board, on every news article, on every site. Everywhere I look, there's hundreds of millions of people worldwide that are totally awake now. And it doesn't matter if there's tens of thousands of Pentagon operatives and tens of thousands of private corporate people that have been hired, that's all admitted. It doesn't matter how many billions you spend, you cannot stop the people. You've desperately tried to get everyone fighting with each other instead of going after the Federal Reserve, going after the New World Order, realizing that this is the third Bush administration under Obama. You have failed. The more you lie, the more you twist, the more you spin, the more you... you ought to see these COINTELPRO people. They go on every one of our videos on YouTube and everywhere else and say, this isn't true. He's a liar. And then people go look it up for themselves and find out I'm telling the truth. It doesn't work. On the whole flu thing, they launched a huge COINTELPRO on me. Didn't work. Blew up in your face. Nothing they throw at us works. And they've now figured that out. And they are really trying to find out a way to bring me down. I want you to know that right now. Chris Matthews is going to be here Sunday. He's coming to Austin to see me. What does that tell you? I have got the eye of Sauron looking right at me, ladies and gentlemen, because we've got the ring and we're deep inside Mordor. And all of you, ladies and gentlemen, are deep inside Mordor. All of us together have got to carry this heavy burden up to the crack of doom, up to that fiery opening into the earth, and drop it in together. We can't fight with each other. We are so close to bringing these people down. We are so close together. We are the mainstream. We are the patriots. We are like our founding fathers before us. We're not perfect, but we're pure of heart. We're trying to be good. We're trying to tell the truth. We're trying to stand up for what's right. And as the founder of the Texas Rangers said, a man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right who keeps on a-coming. And I'm going to keep on a-coming and keep on a-coming and keep on a-coming. And they may cut me down, ladies and gentlemen. They may smash me flatter than a pancake. But all that does is water the tree of liberty. We'll be right back with the second hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.